Hi, I'm Spencer. Welcome to this installment of I'm Noticing, an immersive experiential podcast. We hope you enjoy. Hello. How are you?
Expected. I'm pretty good. I think I was anticipating a certain quality of nervousness that usually shows up starting these calls. And as soon as I start talking about it, I'm like, it's definitely there, but it's maybe I was noticing. Before I logged on, I was noticing I'm somewhat relaxed. And that was surprising. I'm wondering how you're doing.
Feel pretty relaxed, but I do notice like tension. Yeah, I do feel a lot of awkwardness at the moment around, I don't know, 2 weeks or however long it's been since we talked. You feel like a, yeah, there's like some anxious energy about, I don't know, doing something right to like, as if it would be rude to not like ask you all sorts of questions about what you've been up to or something.
Yeah.
I can feel like I'm also at the same time like fighting that a little bit.
I notice I can connect to that. I was like resisting the impulse to ask you about how improv went. I'm not sure why, but yeah. There was a sense that I shouldn't do that, or a part of me felt like I needed to resist that impulse. And now I'm questioning that.
I'm feeling some curiosity about pressure and like a self-doubting feel to it. Reminds me a bit of like getting up on stage to do improv, of like that expectation that things could go wrong. Yeah, I'm curious why this part is feeling that way about this call. Noticing this general trend of like disconnect that I'm experiencing, where like I can have really good flowing inner work. But there's a feeling of like disconnect to it when I intend to start like something new. Yeah, I'm feeling curious what that part is, and curious like what I'm assuming the need is maybe consistency, but I'm like curious what that might look like, I suppose. And I'm noticing this is kind of tying into something I've mentioned the last few times, like there's a part of me that like years ago had an idyllic view of like if I practice IFS or NVC or whatever else, life will be like magical, perfect. So I can kind of feel there's like a disappointment attached where the I'm kind of getting an image in my head of like kind of like if I was sitting around and there were just people available 24/7 who were like constantly authentic relating or something. And it's like that's the way this part envisions my life should be by now.
I'm noticing a part of me wanting to react to that part of you that you're describing. Like it wants to it's a part that connects to the idyllic, or like description of like an idyllic way that life and relationships could be. And it, I'm noticing that it's like doesn't want to, like it's not, it doesn't really even seem like it would be directed at, like it doesn't seem like it's trying to express anything towards you, but it is really like doesn't want to let go of its own ideal of that, or it's kind of expressing to me that it's frustrated that I don't show up in these calls like in an idyllic way of like totally connected and present and like it's so frustrated about how it's frustrated about other parts that tend to show up when I like a lot of the time when I'm in these calls, like the anxious parts and the stuck parts. I am curious about it because it does seem to like bring up actual, like it's connected to actual experiences of feeling or experiencing something. Related to like IFS when it's when I'm I don't even know how to finish that sentence. Now I'm noticing a part that's worried about how long I've been talking. And it's wondering if I'm like, yeah, this feels familiar. It's like starts to worry that I'm really went really far away or something in direction. But even that's not fully clear to me right now.
Feeling some lightness as I'm kind of checking in. When you mentioned the time, something clicked for me that feels related to the pressure and the doubt. And I'm noticing how much the like Yeah, it's really interesting because the doubt has been really persistent for months at different times, but it's like also unclear. And I'm just noticing how connected it is to satisfaction, more so maybe than achievement. It's almost more like that part is saying and feeling some pressure around like enjoying myself on the call than it is about like the pressure of it having to look a certain way. Although I can feel it's more complex than that in a way that I'm not inspired to go into detail about at the moment. Yeah, I can feel a bit of energy shifting in my chest around. Think it's just feeling relieved to have that aspect of time acknowledged. Yeah, I'm just noticing a lot of different things popping up in my mind that are barely present about just feeling dissatisfied about being crunched for time or like doing activities that it's like a race to meet time. Noticing a bit of frustration as I'm becoming more clear about previous work I've done with this, and like there is a bit of a sense of being logistically stuck in it at the moment. And I can feel more of a depressed, despairing part emerging from that awareness, which I'm noticing there's a shift from feeling very present to feeling more yeah, more childlike, about like 5 years old. Yeah, and I noticed some compassion for this part that is very familiar to me because I've kind of been working at it from different angles for probably literally years. Must have been literally years. Feels like there's always just more angles to it. So but I do notice there's a some relief in acknowledging that because there's a it's like a sense of humanness to that experience. Like, broadly speaking, I'm just noticing my awareness that lots of 5-year-old kids have similar experience, for example.
I'm noticing curiosity about part you're describing, and then another part that's kind of like, no, but you're supposed to check in with yourself. But also, that is happening within myself. Also, a part that is kind of has just like kind of distracted me a few times. Like, not, it doesn't want me to forget to like ask you if you were able to follow up like with the journaling. And so that part's like worried that I'll forget to ask. So I guess I'm speaking for that part now, so it can not worry about that anymore. I'm also noticing a more clarity about the part that has like certain ideals. It's this part is like kind of came into like this experiment, hoping it was like a I'm stalling on kind of worrying that I'm going to be like describing part, or maybe it just feels hard to describe. I'm noticing this part comes to these calls hoping that I'll show up as myself from its perspective. Like, it's like wanting me to be myself, and it has like an assumption that it, yeah, like it thinks that I'm not myself because of like context, like other contexts that I'm in. And so it's like, I'm noticing this part is like grappling with how, or like all that still comes up for me within these calls in terms of when I'm more, I'm trying not to say blended or like something. I'm trying not to, trying to find different, like more accessible language or something, or maybe a part of me is. But I'm excited to have more clarity about this part. In terms of like the frustration it can feel if I'm, it's like I'm also experiencing some humor just at the, I maybe just the idea that this would be a context in which I would show up like fully as myself. Like, I have more awareness that that's not necessarily assumed or a guarantee. And I'm wondering maybe what I'm kind of making a note to explore what this part needs. I'm experiencing confusion around that at the moment, or a part feels confused about like what. Also, there's just a sense that I haven't spent enough time with it. I'm like, well, that there feels like there's more there in terms of like the idea of like being oneself. Noticing the like far away part again that's just like wants to. Yeah, that feels like tension if I'm feeling. I'm experiencing that as tension.
I am trying to like focus on my breath and my body. It's like an image in my head of, it's not super clear. It's very metaphorical, but it's like building a house from the foundation up, or like something coming from the inside out. You notice, yeah, I have a judgment and a concern that this is interesting, because I noticed the passivity of this phrasing, but it's like these calls aren't eliciting enough vulnerability from me or something. Curious about that, because I know the judgment is more like direct, saying like I'm not being vulnerable enough. Yeah, that part judges me for wanting to portray myself a certain way as like being competent. Notice some sadness when I say that. It's a bit of despair. It's a little echoey, hard to locate, but it's kind of like despairing over, kind of saying like, what would be wrong with that? in. I can feel like a bit of tension in my chest and there's some aversion to going deeper into my body around that. I have the sense that something is overcomplicating this or making it fuzzy, and see, I'm just turning my attention back toward that judgment, which feels a lot more clear. Notice it felt very stinging as I returned to it. It also felt more like an external voice than my familiar internal monologue. Yeah, and I'm noticing more tension in my stomach. Like fear of judgment, but also like fear of unpredictability. Notice my first reaction to that is frustration again, as this is another thing feels very familiar to me and like just constantly coming at it from many different angles. Notice some appreciation as I say that, though, because there's a awareness that, or like an awareness of gratitude that I'm doing something to like identify another angle. Like along the lines that if there are more angles, I should be doing things to uncover them. Yeah, I'm just noticing a sense of disconnect, and like as I tune into that, feel like a feeling of distance. And that's kind of coming from, it's very familiar to the like cognitive awareness that I might do something deep and impactful and it may go very well and I may demonstrate that I'm capable or competent. There's like a disconnect in my system that is constantly self-doubting. Yeah, and I'm noticing like a very new curiosity showing up right now, which is like there's like an empathy for this part that experiences the competence and is not like recognized. And I'm noticing that I've just been kind of identifying as that myself. So there's like a new curiosity opening up to like, or it's not curiosity quite yet. It's more like empathy or projected empathy of like, that seems difficult, unpleasant, maybe painful. And I'm just kind of stepping back because I'm sensing I'm talking for a long time, but I'm Yeah, I'm appreciating that two main things you've shared so far have like really been pinging in my system. So there's like a curiosity about what might be at play with that. But yeah, I'm also noticing like more lightness around that doubt that I'll feel satisfied.
I'm noticing when I heard you mention your breath, I kind felt instinctual to kind of check in myself or my physical, like checked in with my body and started to noticed I'm taking my time, or I think I'm expressing intention to take my time. Noticed a lot of sadness and like a want cry. Or starting to cry. But it's now I'm very tense, or there's a lot of tension coming up around that. I'm noticing a part that feels like, okay, but you should do that before these calls, or you need to do that after these calls. So, a part of me really doesn't believe that it doesn't believe at all that like crying would happen during these calls, which I'm not really sure why. I'm not like convinced it's wrong, but I'm not really sure where that's coming from. And then it feels like there's also kind of a like I'm feeling excitement to start to cry because that's not like I felt like parts. Had a part or maybe parts that don't want to, like, that don't feel like more simply put, I haven't been able to do that lately, which doesn't feel like the norm. What I'm noticing right now is just how hard it is to stay with that feeling of sadness that came up. And I can tell there's like a, oh yeah, there's a part that's just like, I don't want to have to explain it. Yeah. I do notice more of the feeling of sadness as I say that. And then I'm curious about what feels. So, it feels bizarre to a part, another part that I wouldn't explain the feeling. I feel very like, I'm noticing the impulse to make a joke. And like, it's really hard to separate from like a, almost like a part that's concerned about like emotional performance. Like it's like, how is a person supposed to relate to the feeling of sadness? And how can I do that right now? Like it doesn't want to like do feelings poorly or something. Which I like to not. I'd like for that part to not have to work that hard. I'm noticing the impulse to ask you how you're doing.
Noticing a bit of a reset in my system. I was noticing when I finished talking before that it's kind of feeling close to complete, and I was feeling curious about that. And I was also noticing like the familiarity to that from last time, and also curiosity about like how many other times I may have experienced that and maybe not noticed it. And I noticed like a humorous dread imagining going back to listen to like all the recordings to check. But yeah, I remember looking at the time when I felt that way, and I was like noticing that that seemed fairly appropriate. Like, if I was doing a session, maybe I would reasonably expect it to be like an extra 15 minutes or so. And even though I'm only talking about half the time, it still seems like there's stuff happening the whole time. I started to like wonder, or like just feel like open and questioning what assumptions I have that may not be true. Feel the mechanics working in my brain to switch more into the present and out of what was happening. Yeah, I'm noticing there is an expectation in my system somewhere that's like, for lack of a better way of saying it, it's like the longer calls we have that are like an hour and a half, an hour 45, 2 hours are better because just because, like, it's just a very simplistic thinking that, like, more is better, or like that more appropriately gives me like an hour of noticing and describing for myself. And I can sense in my system there's some reaction to that expectation. Or maybe not even the expectation that it's better, but the expectation that that's how long the calls will be. I can feel like there's a part that is applying some energy in my system to be more passive. Yeah, it's not merely to like slow things down for the time. It's more like be more passive and don't let things get as intense. I think, yeah, there's some fear there of like imagining something gets very intense or deep. Like 30 minutes in, and the expectation is there's another 90 minutes to go. Yeah, I have some curiosity for this part because, like, I notice a contradictory belief that I'm more inclined to agree with that is like shouldn't matter because I should be open to experiencing whatever comes up. Kind of getting the feeling and the image of a knot, and it's like there's two main threads to the knot. One is like novelty and challenge being needs that I find fulfilling and motivating. And then the other thread is more like it's like harsh, pushy, demanding energy. I'm getting the sense that that more harsh part of me tends to masquerade as novelty or challenge. The image of the coachman from Pinocchio is popping up into my mind, that kind of like initially, or the puppeteer guy as well, like the kind of initially calm, friendly, like negotiating, and then like soon as something isn't going their way, like they flip a switch to like rage and intimidation. Yeah, and I'm noticing there's a Noticing appreciation for this other part of me that this is another one that I think I'm just identifying as when it's happening and like not giving space for curiosity about it as a part generally. And that's the part that once I get committed to something out of like forcefulness, this part can put in the work to like retroactively apply a narrative to it that like this will be challenging and it'll be like different. And so it'll be like fun and it'll work to make something inspirational. Yeah, I'm kind of. Yeah, I'm just returning back to that initial sense of a knot, and it's like there's a heaviness to it of not being able to fully extract the inspiring thread and have experiences through that without also being tangled up in the like forcefulness. So, yeah, I'm just noticing like a lot of exhaustion and hopelessness Yeah, and that really feels connected to the idyllic, disappointed part that's kind of like NBC is supposed to make everything wonderful. And it's kind of like this seems to be a big piece of that, this idea that I can't extract fulfilling needs fully from. From the kind of heavier aspects of my psyche. Yeah, I notice I'm like breathing a lot smoother, I want to call it, at the moment in that recognition.
Well, right now I'm noticing a part that's thinking about the editing, how long of a pause that is. And then I'm like, well, trying to kind of trace my steps back from that. I'm noticing I'm cold, so I'm gonna put my sweater on. I'm noticing some relief for like for a part that like it like there's a part that I'm getting to know, or I don't. A part that I'm aware of that shows up quite frequently as like it, not in like a serious way, but like it thinks that I'm like having a nervous breakdown or something in general. Like if I'm stressed, it's essentially just like letting me know that I'm stressed. But it's like really, that part's really relaxed because I know that it worries that I'll like, in its perspective, like have a nervous breakdown during one of these calls or like be crazy or something. That's how it's like, yeah, like it, and it, like I even, I'm realizing that even just like feeling a lot of sadness come up really quickly and having like, a half of a tear, that feels like for this part, that is like crazy. And so it's kind of like I'm noticing some relief for that part that like the world didn't end, like that happened and the world didn't end. And there's, I'm noticing some sadness for that part, just kind of seeing how it experiences like just expression of emotion in this and other contexts. And it's not so clear, but I am really like wondering what comes up. Like it doesn't feel like curiosity that I'm experiencing, but more like looking for something that comes up in between like you, when you're talking and then when I'm gonna start to talk. And I know this isn't like the first time this has come up, but there, it's like there's something very palpable in my system, but it's like a, it feels like a, okay, I have to stop listening. It's not even so much as like a thought, it's just I notice I like there's like an internal shift of like I'm gonna stop listening and try to speak for what I was experiencing, but there's something that feels like not as, I guess I'm just wondering what all happens for me in those moments, because it feels abrupt, and like I notice my mind kind of blanks sometimes, or like it just, I don't love, part of me doesn't love like the word mind, or that word doesn't feel right. But yeah, it's that kind of gulf between the like listening and then speaking. But there's a, like, I have this want for there to not be a gulf, or like maybe even a, I'm noticing annoyance around how difficult this feels to articulate. Annoyance for a part is like, get on with it, like, or just like, which, but I can appreciate that, because it's like, I'm like, I want to understand that more. I feel like something important gets lost in the transition for me. Like there's just like something I'm experiencing as a listener that somehow gets shelved by a part that's trying to like do in a particular way. But now I'm just kind of worried about how in my head I'm feeling right now. Although I have this new appreciation for, I have this like recent renewed appreciation for the parts of me that keep me in my head, given just maybe, yeah, I'm appreciating a little bit more maybe what they're trying to help out with, or like how hard they're working. Oh, yeah. Anyways, that's a part. I should get curious about the anyways part. Now I'm noticing nervousness.
Noticing some stuckness. Feel humor as I can, like, kind of see the words appearing in my head, like, right before I'm about to say them, and like how simple it feels. Yeah, after I had stopped talking and while you started talking, I was noticing like a big energy shift in my body that felt like pleasant and releasing. Forgetting why it was I had wanted to name that, I had bookmarked that as something I wanted to name. Yeah, more recently I was noticing more of a shift toward, like, there's a part of me that wanted to get off the call or finish up with the call. Felt more like playful. And I noticed it was also showing up in like curiosity for some of the things you were saying, or like things you weren't saying that I would be curious about. And I felt more of like a releasing energy around just bringing attention to that part of me, kind of experiencing like a state of playfulness around it. Yeah, and I was noticing that even though I've been aware of this quite a bit this week, like I was noticing as that part was more curious about you, and it was more like, I want to stop doing this and just like talk more freely or in a fun way or something. And yeah, part of me that was seeking to address that need was more like listing off friends I could reach out to meet that need. And then I was like a little bit shockingly or like unpleasant surprise aware of, I guess, how little I'm using the resources of like the people who are available to me. I noticed that is drawing me back to my stomach and like a feeling of that 5-year-old part that is associated with like a lot of loneliness and boredom. And unpredictability. Yeah, I have this vague sense of part being very like surreptitiously blended with me in a way that disconnects me from the possibility of reaching out to different people more. And I'm noticing like how significant just the possibility of it would be for my system, let alone actually doing it. I notice there's this kind of like IFS theory overlapping, kind of overlaying that scenario, and it's like projecting a narrative on that, like, this is a part that's left behind as I move forward in life. Yeah, there's something that is ringing true to that. It's connecting to a part that I would say is like starving for engagement, like mostly fun, but also like attention, kind of engagement. And feel myself questioning what it would look like to meet that part's needs in some ways, but it doesn't feel like I'm listening to the part. It feels like I'm looking for a quick solution. And I'm noticing that that's tying in to, I think, something I've talked about recently of like this battle between trusting my intuition versus like versus that creating a habit of not taking things slow or like fully listening to my system. Maybe needing to develop more awareness of specifically a self-like part that mimics intuition and that comes up with really quick solutions that seem helpful, or like often are helpful in the moment, and like feel good in my system in the moment, but maybe don't last or don't reach to the core of my needs. Yeah, I'm just checking with that 5-year-old part at the moment, and I'm like wondering if it is feeling connected and like a part of this interaction. I'm noticing like it wasn't until I turned back to check. Now there is a sense of like that part slowly becoming aware of your presence. Yeah, I notice I'm like drawn to respond to your earlier wondering of whether or not, maybe it wasn't quite worded that black and white, but like whether I checked in, followed up with my intention from last time. There's a feeling of like there's a conversationalness to that that is appealing to this part in the moment. And ironically, my answer would be that I did, but the part of me that wants to filter my response is saying, like, but not good enough, because it's like addressing some disconnect between fulfilling that intention versus like believing that it was fulfilled correctly or satisfactorily. And I'm like curious if we had set an intention to follow up with the intentions, or if that was just like something you wanted to ask me.
Now I'm questioning, but it's like, I think you asked if I would ask you if you did it or I think you made a request on behalf of the part, but also I'm like noticing it wouldn't, I'm noticing how it wouldn't surprise me if I didn't understand what you were asking, like, and thought I did, or if I misunderstood. Yeah, it's like I was noticing maybe like more awareness than usual of like how I don't know you. Like, I was noticing that it feels exciting and really like it's feeling a lot of contentment and excitement to like hear you describing your experience and the parts that I can connect to, but with awareness that like there might be parts of me that are kind of imagining that you're describing like their experience or something. That, yeah, there's the excitement, it feels somewhat familiar, but like I haven't felt it in a long time. Like, just how, noticing a worry coming up about how you might experience what I'm saying. Like it's a ma yeah, the worry also feels familiar. It's like a part that kind of imagines like the oh yeah. Yeah, the worried part imagines like the worst possible interpretation of what I'm saying as I'm saying it, but it really like often, especially in these calls, maybe because I don't know, actually. I shouldn't even venture to guess yet. But like it really successfully interrupts the my thought process. At this present moment, I'm like, why am I, yeah, I'm like, why am I talking about my parts? I should just like interact with my parts. And why is that hard? That's that feels like frustration. Yeah, my attention feels. As soon as I talk about the part that like imagines the worst possible interpretation of what I'm saying as I'm saying it, it kind of like disappeared. And I'm noticing like a it almost like a it feels a little bit like it ha like there's an agenda to it, but there is kind of like an agenda of like, yeah, that feels like a part. Like a part is like we need to do something about that one. But also because it needs some help. Like it seems like it has a hard time. I have a hard time. And I can notice it when that part shows up. Kind of hoping that I can notice more often when that part comes up. And then I've been noticing kind of a back and forth of like feeling more aware of the sadness that came up earlier, like just as a kind of like a welcome, like it's felt okay to have a little bit of that come up, which has made me like just kind of as a baseline, like waves of it, this like waves of kind of, I want to say like sobriety or something, or it's like it has like a the effect on my system feels kind of like somber or sobering or something. And that's making me more aware of like a part that's like trying to be cheerful. I'm excited that there's more definition there. I'm a little distracted because it got super dark, and now I'm like, I don't know if you can see me, but. I'm just, yeah.
Yeah, I was noticing a pretty strong reaction to basically severe dimness on your screen. Yeah, I was also really curious earlier in the call about like the softness of your voice, especially in the beginning. Wondering if there are other things I'm aware of that I might be responding to. You know, notice there's like a very small sense of heaviness attached to consideration or concern. So, yeah, if I notice like your voice is soft or if getting dark where you are, or something. There's a belief in my system that I need to understand what that means for you and like accommodate. Feel curious. The question is kind of like, what would it take for me to trust your word? This is more in reference to when you said what time you're available today and like my concern about that. Yeah, I'm curious about the reaction in my system to that because from one part, I can feel like there's nothing that would relieve that belief that I have to be responsible. But there's also like a very firm awareness that that's not true. And like, if I thought of other people I know, I could probably not like fully accurately, but more or less pinpoint a rough time frame or like sequence of events. Yeah, and that's also returning me back to the sense of this 5-year-old and the typical image I have for this part is like wandering around the yard, bored with not much to do and no one to do anything with, and a sense of like timelessness to it. This feels like a new wrinkle to this part. Although I am questioning if that's true, but it at least feels unresolved that this part is carrying a belief that he bears some responsibility for being alone and bored, more so alone. And like the harder to describe aspect of that being like, the unpredictability of like when someone will get back to him. Yeah, I do feel curious about that. I'm having the sense that my false intuition problem-solving part is more directly connected to this young part. I'm going to put a pin in this because I'm noticing the perspective of the problem solving part is so, and I'm going to say irrational in a non-judgmental way. Like it's very irrational to the point that I can't. This is interesting, actually, because it's like this part is disconnected from intuition because I'm noticing how often I like notice irrationality from my parts, and like there's like an intuitive trust that my parts have of like if I see something rationally, like they will just embrace that and trust and kind of give up some of their energy. So yeah, I'm finding it curious that this like part that mimics intuition is actually like not responding in that way at all. But anyways, I'm gonna put a pin in that, wondering if maybe like the need might be for time or patience. And I'm noticing some overwhelm showing up around concern that I won't be able to track all of these different things that have been popping up. So, do feel some skepticism around the strategy, but I'm there are multiple reasons why I'm just kind of gonna go with it and accept this part's strategy to like conclude my sharing here.
I'm noticing a constricted feeling, like physically. Felt and still somewhat feel like it was kind of a wave of sadness. That's just more lingering in response to hearing you describe your part. And I am noticing like the constriction. I'm noticing how much comes up around that res like that sadness. Like it feels like a different sadness than what was showing up for me earlier. And I definitely notice like other instances in like this sadness connects to other moments in previous calls where I've felt this, but I don't know if I've spoken for it before. It's very quickly like constrained with like an analytical part is like, oh, but that must be projection, like, or clearly you're feeling sad because I don't know, something, but like, you know, m many different reasons. And right now, that like, that's not, I'm getting the sense that that part that tries to come up with like reasons for why I would feel a wave of sadness about your part, like, the analytical part feels tired or something. No, that's not it. It's like getting interrupted by like some, yeah, there's something else that interrupts the analysis. And right now I'm just noticing how quickly like I'm trying to make meaning out of a feeling, like the feeling that came up. And I'm like, yeah. And it's mostly like I felt the wave of sadness and then guilty. I noticed feeling like guilty for feeling that. And then that kind of starts this like a trying to like figure out what that is. And then there's some exhaustion. I'm noticing exhaustion for some. I start to feel exhaustion as some of the parts kind of run through the like different possibilities or try to label it. And it this is another moment where I'm noticing the part that's like, don't you need to like figure this stuff out before you get on these calls? Like it's like you should know. Or Yeah, if that maybe I'm noticing what feels vulnerable about like speaking for anything while I'm learning about it myself, which I guess is like, that's kind of funny. Right now I'm experiencing some humor around that. Noticing the part that's kind of like generates lots of like horror stories about like in like what I like in yeah, the part that generates like kind of like worst case scenario interpretations of what I just said. Noticing that one. And also noticing how it really just, or I don't know, I'm noticing how disconnected I am from the feeling as I've talked, or like as I've been talking, I've felt like kind of farther away from the feeling. And then I keep noticing like that the forced cheerfulness, like the impulse to like kind of like be cheerful is like I've not like it's got like that impulse has been like more noticeable as an impulse during this call, I feel like. And so I'm feeling more aware in this moment of like how tired that part of me is that shows up with that impulse. And it feels really relieving and hopeful to just not as much. Noticing the impulse to ask you how you're doing. And also another part is like you've got to like find a alternative to like just speaking for that impulse and then like saying nothing. And I totally can get where that's coming from. Would not hurt to explore that more.
Really curious when you mentioned the positivity, if like that was part of the positivity, like the wondering how you're doing. Not sure why.
Forced cheerfulness.
Yeah.
Ooh. Sometimes, sometimes the how are you doing is coming from like a part that wants like a break from the cheerfulness or a break from talking, and it like anticipates when you're talking, like that's when I feel more. Or like as I'm talking, and specifically also if there's like a part trying to be cheerful, that takes me farther away from my feelings. So that, yeah. So sometimes that part is just like wanting to feel like come back to feeling. Yeah. I'm noticing appreciation for the question.
I have convinced myself that this is not me sharing. Even if it sounds like it, this is me playing for that part of me that wants to be done. But like when you mentioned the cheerfulness, I was like kind of excited because a part of me doing a lot of like extrapolation and projection type stuff, but came up with this whole story in my head of like, because it recognized what you were saying, and it's like, oh, that's like a very typical experience that women might describe in relation to like patriarchy or toxic masculinity or whatever labels get attributed to these things. And that, and so like there was this sigh of relief from that part of me that's like, even though it's not really present today, but in the past it has been very present of like, I better not say or do anything that comes across as if I'm like thinking I'm better than you or above you or treating you differently or wrong. And that part was like, oh, she has a part that like kind of relates to toxic masculinity. So like it gave me this relief of like, oh, I'm not just paranoid. Like, even though this is total projection, it was like there is like a real part like that. So like it is something maybe I should be, I don't know, it falls apart at that point, but like it was humorous to me how that part like came up with this whole story and then felt relief.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. Like, would it be, I don't know, I feel like that part is onto something. And I'm not just saying that, like I'm trying to check in. I don't think that's coming from the cheerful part, but I'm like, I'm noticing, like, just digesting what you just described coming from that part that had a story and feeling excited about something. So, but like, would it be a scenario where, are you describing a scenario in which like I have a part that relates to like parts of you that come up, like a part of you that comes up trying not to like enact toxic masculinity? Or were you like identifying a part of me that commonly comes up, or not you, but like a part that came up with a story?
Yeah, I have a story. It doesn't seem to have much to do with you
Okay.
particularly. But
Project.
when you were saying like how you felt some relief and like there was an imagined possibility that that part could have a break from that,
Oh, yeah.
my part got even more pumped up and it was like, oh, if that's what's happening for you now, then that means I'm actually like a really safe man, and like
Yeah.
it's like I'm like breaking down walls of like toxic masculinity.
I like that part's having that experience. I appreciate that.
Bit of arrogance in that, but it does have this like youthful like. Like if a kid was going to be playing like as a knight and swinging something around like a sword and like embodying that character type of energy to it, so.
I love that. I love that. And also it's like for like I know that a part of me, like when maybe you've spoken for other parts that like worry about variations of like not being safe, I've noticed a part of me like think, I mean, it can go into like strategizing about how to like resolve that for you, or like, oh, how do I like alleviate that part's concern around that? It feels like I feel kind of like it's not ideal to be pulling from like things that have come up, like not necessarily in this call. But anyways, that part I know is feeling like I'm noticing right now that whatever part thinks that it needs to fix that is like really excited to hear about this part of you's experience that's more like of you being experienced as safe. Anyways, that feels very that I don't know if I clearly articulated that, but yeah, that was just I appreciate you sharing that part's experience.
Okay. I am glad we are in under your time constraint. So.
Yes. I totally didn't think about that. Thank you for thinking about that. Also, I hope that that ha yeah, how well you don't feel pressure to answer this, but like how's the part doing that was like never mind. I feel like I shouldn't just like ask. That feels like wrong to ask. Oh man. I appreciate what am I experiencing? I'm experiencing like appreciation that you were thinking about my time frame, and also like a part of me is showing up and it's feeling concerned about a part of you feeling heaviness around that. And then it's wanting to like inquire about how a part of you might be doing. And then I'm feeling guilt around all of that. Or a part of me is, but it is me also experiencing the guilt. That's what I'm noticing.
Yeah, I notice I feel a bit of concern around like this part of me that's questioning, more of like in an interrogative way, not a curious way, of like questioning me of like, have I done or said something or given off some impression that would result in that guilt. I think the fear is more specifically like given the impression that I would be offended or something along those lines to be asked a question. Or
I know like a very immediate impulse to be like, no, definitely not. And then I'm like, and then I'm trying to like act like actually check in. I still am kind of feeling like, no, I think that's just like something that's happening, something that I'm navigating in my internal system. But I'll, yeah, I could continue to what I would l like to do is like just pay attention to if a part of me is reacting to something specific in our interactions that would be something I would want to stay curious about, but it wouldn't be like, yeah. Well, are you open to hearing from a part that would be like speaking for like a it's not feedback at all. It's just like I guess I could imagine it being experienced as like feedback if I spoke for that part.
Okay, I'm curious.
Okay. Well, this is just something I'm aware of is that there I am aware of a part that like if it looks at if it's like as I'm interacting with you, a part perceives you as like mysterious, like it doesn't know what you're experiencing, which is like, yeah, that makes sense, you know? But it's like, so the yeah, that's something I'm aware of that like wouldn't necessarily like it feels like specific to not even necessarily like okay, I'm like trying to rein myself in. It's like, yeah, that I noticed the part in it'll like perceive you as mysterious, but it also seems like it can be a little hyper vigilant, like watching your face to see if you're like what it imagines you might be feeling or if you're okay or something, but then it doesn't know. And I think I get the impression that this part feels like it can read other people easily or something like that. And so, and I am aware that this part doesn't just show up in our interactions, but really anyone who maybe has a what it would perceive to be or assess to be like a like calm and mysterious like presentation. And then I don't know if it's this part, but somewhere some what I'm aware is connected to that is definitely like the default, and this has nothing to do with you, I don't think, but the default would be to like feel guilty, like it's about to be like I'm about to have transgressed, or like if I can't predict what reaction I'm about to get, it's going to be negative. But I think that's like definitely gotten, yeah, I'm continuing to work with that. Also, can I, how does that land with you? Would you be willing to, I would welcome hearing from any parts of you if they came up in response to what I described about my parts.
Yeah, I mostly felt humor and like validation for your parts experience. And like, I was thinking jokingly of telling you that I used to play a lot of poker, and I'm just known as being notoriously hard to read. So,
Okay. I
yeah.
was specifically trying to not to say hard to read. That's so funny that you said that. I was.
Yeah, I wanted to quickly say that, like, the feeling offended was not the right word, and it was more like I was imagining you perceiving that you were crossing a boundary. And so, like, even if that's not true, like, I notice like excitement around this thought because I haven't verbalized it this way before to you or anyone else I've tried practicing this with, of like intentions not being boundaries, like your intention to be present or to be curious or anything else really isn't for me at all. I could imagine a scenario where you, like, your behavior would be so incongruent with what I'm doing that I would prefer to not do it with you. But like, in general, like, even if you're just speaking completely about content and like extemporaneous topics and stuff, like, I would still find that engaging as a as like an environment for me to try to be like present and curious within myself. And so it's like, yeah, I notice a part of me wants that message to be like reassuring to the part of you. that like these are not boundaries for me, and it's like your questions are not like taken in any way like that.
I appreciate that, and also I'm making a note to myself of like I feel like it, like I'll have to check in with this later because maybe I'm making like a quick assumption, but it's like I'm making a mental note to be like, I need to check in with like the part, a part that feels like maybe projects my own standards onto its idea of you. Like if I have standards for how I'm, not standards, but if a part has like an ideal of how it wants me to show up in terms of like being present or connected or many other et cetera. It seems like sometimes I really feel like a part is like kind of like projects that onto your expectations, but I don't, I'm in this moment, and a lot of the time I am aware that that is a part, but I would like to, seriously though, I would like to get curious about that. Thank you though, and I appreciate you expressing that. Yeah. That reminds me of our last call where you were said something about like, well, I probably wouldn't be able to repeat exactly what you said, but it was something that did impact me in terms of like you enjoying the challenge, regardless of if I was like all over the place. Even though that's not how you said it. But this, I'm for some reason, this connects back to that in my mind. I think that's. That's all I had to say.
Good night.
Yeah, you too. Bye.